Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the program today, the U.S. Chamber of Commerce has taken a big role in this year's election. We'll have a local view on that with Trey Abney of the Reno Sparks Chamber of Commerce. Plus on the Power Pundit panel today, Bill Uffelman and Allison Galdon. It's all coming up next on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you in part by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, the world's largest industrial park. The resort at Red Hawk. The Whittemore Peterson Institute, where today's discoveries are tomorrow's cure. And the Las Vegas Review Journal and ReviewJournal.com.
Harry Reid versus you. Harry Reid, living large in the D.C. Ritz-Carlton. You, living in the state with the highest unemployment rate, worried about paying the mortgage. Harry Reid, making $1 million from a sweetheart land deal. You, just trying to make ends meet, wondering how you're going to take care of your family. Harry Reid, pushing loopholes in ethics laws for his own family. You, had enough?
I'm Sharon Angle, and I approve this message.
Is your child happy in school? There is another way. Bluefield Prep is a values-driven college preparatory school for grades 3 through 12 that offers affordable instruction completely online and puts the power to direct your child's education back in your hands. Whether your child needs to be more challenged or your child needs more time than a traditional classroom allows, Bluefield Prep has a solution to fit. Call today to receive the free pamphlet, A Parent's Guide to Online Education. Join thousands of other families who are taking control of their child's education by discovering online education. Bluefield Prep offers a fully accredited academic program overseen by a team of qualified, caring instructors. Bluefield Prep even offers an early college option that can save thousands in college tuition. So call the number below today for your free pamphlet, A Parent's Guide to Online Education, with no obligation, or go online to bluefieldprep.com. Every child deserves to be happy in school, so don't wait. Call Bluefield Prep now. You'll be glad you did.
It's hypocrisy. Sharon Angle rails against government programs, calls Social Security welfare, wants to wipe it out.
We need to phase Medicare and Social Security out.
But here's the thing. She lives off her husband's Bureau of Land Management pension. And her health care, it's government paid for life. Sharon Angle is fine with wiping out your Social Security as long as her government checks keep coming. Sharon Angle, extreme and hypocritical.
I'm Harry Reid, and I approve this message.
Award-winning leadership, innovative solutions, unmatched integrity. Brian Krolicki, a leader in economic development. Brian Krolicki helped create and sustain more than 21,000 jobs at a time Nevada needs them most. Lieutenant Governor Brian Krolicki.
Fighting higher taxes and making government more accountable. Steve Martin, a certified public accountant and fraud examiner, former Marine and state controller. Steve Martin will protect our tax dollars, holding government accountable. Steve Martin for state treasurer.
Hello, I'm Lance Gilman. Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. Economic prosperity for Nevada. We are TRI.
I'm Sharon Angle, and I approve this message.
How did Harry Reid get so wealthy on a public servant's income?
I did a very good job in investing.
Really? Like the shady deal where Reid made an astronomical $1 million doing nothing? The truth is, Reid is now worth up to $6 million and lives in a $1 million Washington Ritz-Carlton condo. But what's he telling struggling Nevada families?
I've been on a fixed income since I went to Washington.
Harry Reid, another multimillionaire just trying to make ends meet.
This segment is sponsored by the law firm of Lewis & Rocha, providing local and regional clients in-depth legal resources in today's challenging business climate. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we are pleased, as always, to welcome back to the program Trey Abney. He's the Director of Government Relations for the Reno Sparks Chamber of Commerce. You're also affiliated with the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, correct?
Yes, sir. We're not a branch of it, but we partner with them and send out their messages to our members, but we're a completely separate locally organized nonprofit organization.
Okay, but as you view the U.S. Chamber, they have become so involved in this year's race.
Absolutely. I mean, I think given the record of this administration and this Congress over the past couple years, the business community, as embodied by the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, has decided that it needs to get in the game. You know, with the financial reform, with bailouts, with health care reform, all of these things affect the way that my members and members and businesses across the country hire people and how they can make money and provide for their families.
Is this part of the Citizens United ruling from the Supreme Court that has allowed the chamber to spend so much money, or were they already allowed to spend whatever they wanted anyway?
Well, they were allowed to spend whatever they want, but now you can spend on behalf of specific candidates. You know, they were always allowed to run issue ads and do that kind of thing, but now, you know, they can actually name candidates in their ads and do these things. So it's really no different. And then, you know, I know a lot of people have jumped all over the U.S. chamber lately, but you'll notice that the largest outside group that spent the most money has been Ask Me, the Public Employee Union. So
there were concerns about foreign money being funneled through the U.S. Chamber. Would you explain exactly how that worked?
Was well, from what I understand, and again, I'm not in the bowels of the U.S. Chamber, but the U.S. Chamber has what they call American chambers overseas. You know that you know, for businesses to join and be a part of that. But the chamber keeps any foreign money they get, they keep completely separate from the funds they use to fund campaigns here. You know, as you know, federal law says you can't use foreign money in the election process here. But, you know, the issue that a lot of people have is it's almost a guilty until proven innocent. And, you know, you heard David Axelrod, the president's spokesman, the other day said, well, prove, you know, can you prove that they don't spend foreign money? You know, that's like
as in, when did you stop beating your wife?
Well, that's right. That's like me telling you, you know, Sam, you know, I think you, you know, you're into child porn, and you know, you need to prove to me by giving me your phone records, your email records, and all these things, and prove that you're not into that stuff. And that's the kind of accusation that's just ridiculous.
I've never seen the level of advertising that we've seen in this campaign. We've seen lots of advertising, you know, especially 2 years ago. We thought that was a lot. Does it just become noise at this point?
Well, I think it does. You know, we're heading into the last week of early voting, and there's probably been a lot of people that already early voted just in the hopes that they would, the mail and the phone calls would stop coming, because, you know, the campaigns every day are checking their lists and checking off the people to get people out to the polls that haven't voted yet. But, I mean, it's a little much, you know, when it kind of ruins your Sunday football games when that's all you see is read and angle ads all day long.
So. But I guess my question is, yeah, does it just become white noise where you don't really pay any attention?
I think at some point it's diminishing returns. Isn't it? I mean, I don't have any evidence to back that up, and you could probably have some political expert come on here and tell you how negative ads work, and they're very effective, and they obviously are, because they use them every you know, every year to do it. But I think at this point, when you just see them over and over again, people have heard the messages and they probably just tune them out.
Do you think that hiding the candidates at this point in time is a good thing for the candidates, or should they be out there?
It depends. I mean,
and both, I mean in the media.
Should they be out there in the media?
Yeah.
I think that, you know, given Sharon Engel's and Harry Reid's prone to make gaffes and to say things that don't help their cause, it's probably a good idea to just keep the controlled messages, i.e. the ads, running, and not allow them to speak off the cuff, you know, to any reporter. You know, that's probably the game plan from here on out.
You read the press releases that I do every day from both camps, and it's just... The level is just so low.
Yeah, I mean, well, they're going after anything. Both of their negatives are pretty high, let's be honest. Harry Reid's negatives have been high for a long time, and Sharon Engel's negatives keep creeping up there. They really can't run, you know, Harry Reid's record's not popular. Anything that he's done in Washington, at least lately, is not popular in this state. So he really can't run on a pro-Harry Reid message. Sharon Engel really can't run on a pro-Sharon Engel message, so they're reduced to driving the other's negatives up so high. In the hopes that would win them the election, I think.
All right, let's take a break. More with Trey Abney when we come back.
To contact Nevada Newsmakers, call 775-857-2244 or go to NevadaNewsmakers.com.
Harry Reid versus you. Harry Reid, living large in the D.C. Ritz-Carlton. You, living in the state with the highest unemployment rate, worried about paying the mortgage. Harry Reid, making $1 million from a sweetheart land deal. You, just trying to make ends meet, wondering how you're going to take care of your family.
Harry Reid, pushing loopholes in ethics laws for his own family. You had enough?
I'm Sharon Angle, and I approve this message.
Retailers, businesses where all of us shop. Good for you and good for Nevada. We're the Retail Association of Nevada, working to strengthen the business environment for Nevada retailers. And that's good for you. Retailers create nearly 500,000 jobs for Nevadans, generated over $2 billion just in sales tax revenues in 1 year, provided nearly $700 million to help our schools, and built a $20 billion positive impact on our state's economy. Retail works for Nevada and works for you.
Sharon Angle is reckless, radical, and extreme.
Electing Sharon Angle will cost Northern Nevada thousands of jobs.
She will be the knockout punch for Nevada's economy.
Sharon Angle supports tax breaks for companies that ship jobs overseas. That's just crazy.
There's a better choice. Harry Reid is saving thousands of jobs.
Let's start with the fact that I'm a Republican. There's nobody that's done more for the state.
We need the majority leader.
Replacing Senator Reid with Angle would be a disaster.
I'm Harry Reid, and I approve this message.
There's an easier way inside local entertainment. Las Vegas Review Journal. Get inside.
I'm Sharon Angle, and I approve this message.
How did Harry Reid get so wealthy on a public servant's income?
I did a very good job in investing.
Really? Like the shady deal where Reid made an astronomical $1 million doing nothing? The truth is, Reid is now worth up to $6 million and lives in a $1 million Washington Ritz-Carlton condo. But what's he telling struggling Nevada families?
I've been on a fixed income since I went to Washington.
Harry Reid, another multimillionaire just trying to make ends meet.
Sharon Angle is reckless, radical, and extreme.
Electing Sharon Angle will cost Northern Nevada thousands of jobs.
She will be the knockout punch for Nevada's economy.
Sharon Angle supports tax breaks for companies that ship jobs overseas. That's just crazy.
There's a better choice. Harry Reid is saving thousands of jobs.
Let's start with the fact that I'm a Republican. There's nobody that's done more for the state.
We need the majority leader.
Replacing Senator Reid with Angle would be a disaster.
I'm Harry Reid, and I approve this message.
This segment is sponsored by the law firm of Lewis and Rocha, providing local and regional clients in-depth legal resources in today's challenging business climate. And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shadd.
I'm back on Nevada Newsmakers. We continue our conversation with Trey Abney, Director of Government Relations for the Reno Sparks Chamber of Commerce. Let's take a look down the road here a little bit. First of all, let's start out with the governor's race and where you think that that is at this point.
Well, it seems to be at the same place that it's been for months and months. You know, Sandoval is anywhere from 10 to 15 points up, depending on what poll you look at. It looks pretty certain that Brian Sandoval will be our next governor. That being said, he's been very successful at kind of laying low, nursing his lead in the hopes that he wins. And, you know, after he wins, he's going to be handed a budget that Governor Gibbons created. He's creating that right now. He will have very little chance. You know, Sandoval will take office January 1, and then he has to present a budget to the legislature by, I believe, January 15th,
right.
You know, when he
meets
the State. That's 15 days that he has to change whatever he thinks he wants to change from the Gibbons budget. When Gibbons came in, it was a Gwynn budget. That very little changes could be made. Now, the good thing is you have Steve Robinson in there, who's a transition director. He's done that for the past couple of transitions. So this provides kind of a continuity between this administration and the next to kind of get all the pieces in play. And I think if you have somebody like Andrew Klinger, the state budget director, stay on, you know, that would be very helpful as well.
You know, it's interesting because the transition from Governor Gwynn to Governor Gibbons was pretty messy.
It was not friendly. You know, as you remember, Governor Gwynn did not even attend Governor Gibbons' inauguration. There was no love lost between those two guys, unfortunately. I think that was unfortunate for this state. I wish that both of them would have been able to put aside their differences and move forward. You know, I know that the Gibbons administration felt there was a lot of things that that Gwen had put in the budget to kind of catch them as they rolled into January and February. I don't know if that's true or not, but it could have been. Let's just put it this way: it could have been a lot smoother. And this is a changeover from a Republican governor to a Republican governor. So you would hope it'd be a lot smoother this time. I think that this transition, if it's Gibbons to Sandoval, and frankly, if it's Gibbons to Reed, I think will be a lot smoother than it was 4 years ago.
And the governor has said quite publicly that he wants it to be a very smooth transition no matter which one of them wins, and he's giving them full access, and by putting Steve Robinson in there, I think that was a very smart
move.
That's right. Obviously, Governor Gibbons is going to present a bill that is, or a budget rather, that is exactly what he wants to be, which is, it's got to be balanced, and there's going to be a lot of cutting involved. Mm-hmm. Does this essentially hand the rewriting of the budget to the legislature as we saw 4 years ago?
It could, because you have both gubernatorial candidates saying that they're not going to raise taxes, which was the same message that Gibbons has had for the last 4 years. I think if Sandoval, I don't think it happens the same way. I think Sandoval will be much more willing to become engaged in the legislative process and in the legislative building. I think you will see a Governor Sandoval in the building personally working with legislators. The problem was there was such animosity there, nobody would ever come across the courtyard and work with each other.
And let's point out that you did work for the Gibbons administration.
Absolutely. I did work for the Gibbons administration in the 07 session. That's when we actually had money. We actually had an increased budget. We weren't talking about all these problems back then. But so the issue was not where to find money. It was how to spend it. But now I think that Sandoval has the temperament and the attitude. And, he's been in the executive branch and the legislative branch. I think he's got all of this experience. I think it'll be a smoother process. And everybody kind of realizes, hey, we have no money. We've got to do something about it. And so, you may see an actually a less acrimonious, session than you saw last time.
Really?
Maybe.
You're a very optimistic person. When I think of the governor, I think of the entire office. Is that the appropriate way to think about the governor?
Well, certainly. I mean, obviously the buck stops with the governor, and the governor's ultimate decision maker, but you have a whole staff that's dedicated to just working with the legislature. You have staff that works on different issues. Some of them work on education policy, and you have a budget director. So it's a huge enterprise, and it obviously takes more than one person. The governor can't be everywhere all at once. The governor's staff has to be in legislative hearings. They have to be working with legislators on this bill and that bill and all the random little bills. You talk about taxes and budgets over here, but there's all kinds of other things going on over there that you don't see on the front page of the paper that staff has to work on. So it's a long, exhausting, tiring process for everybody involved during the session.
It would be wise, would it not, for Andrew Klinger to remain as budget director?
Absolutely. Andrew Klinger, and full disclosure, he's a very good friend of mine, but Andrew Klinger, there's probably nobody in this state that knows the budget as it sits today better than Andrew Klinger. You have the Legislative Council Bureau, a lot of their staff has left, their senior fiscal staff, so we need his experience and his leadership and his knowledge of all those line items of the budget, I think, to make this thing go smoothly.
Will you stick around and be a pundit?
Absolutely.
We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
To get a DVD copy of any Nevada Newsmakers program, call 775-857-2244. The cost is $30, including shipping, handling, and tax.
I'm Sharon Angle, and I approve this message.
How did Harry Reid get so wealthy on a public servant's income?
I did a very good job in investing.
Really? Like the shady deal where Reid made an astronomical $1 million doing nothing? The truth is, Reid is now worth up to $6 million and lives in a $1 million Washington Ritz-Carlton condo. But what's he telling struggling Nevada families?
I've been on a fixed income since I went to Washington.
Harry Reid, another multimillionaire just trying to make ends meet.
I work with kids who've been abused, and their stories break my heart. But when the Assembly created a program to weed out sex offenders by helping youth and church groups do background checks on volunteers, it passed, with only two members voting no. Sharon Angle was one of them. She said background checks were an invasion of privacy. Sharon Angle voted to protect the privacy of sex offenders instead of the safety of our kids.
Sharon Angle. Ideas so extreme, they're dangerous.
I'm Harry Reid, and I approve this message.
Are you ready for this?
It's really good.
There's a new network that's home to all your favorite movies and so much more.
That's just fine.
This TV.
You're in capable hands.
Prepare to laugh. Prepare for battle. Prepare to be entertained. This TV. To find where This TV is in your area and what great movies are playing, log on to thistv.com.
I'm Sharon Angle, and I approve this message.
How did Harry Reid get so wealthy on a public servant's income?
I did a very good job in investing.
Really? Like the shady deal where Reid made an astronomical $1 million doing nothing? The truth is, Reid is now worth up to $6 million and lives in a $1 million Washington Ritz-Carlton condo. But what's he telling struggling Nevada families?
I've been on a fixed income since I went to Washington.
Harry Reid, another multimillionaire just trying to make ends meet.
This segment is brought to you by the Whittemore Peterson Institute, where today's discoveries are tomorrow's cures. This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we have a great Power Pundit panel as always. Allison Galdon joins Trey Abney. She's Vice President of Nevada Public Affairs for Planned Parenthood. And Bill Uffelman is President of the Nevada Bankers Association. Welcome to you all. I want to give you a chance to rebut Trey in talking about the governor's race. Is the governor's race over, do you think?
Well, it's not over until November 2nd.
And there are two.
I think there are going to be a lot of races that are going to be re-scrutinized and recounted, and we're not going to know several races until the end of the week.
There are debates. I mean, you know, if we figure that probably half the population has voted with early voting, right. So there's still 50% to go. And we have the Elko debate in the governor's race, and then we have the debate here on Nevada Newsmakers, which will air starting on Wednesday and Thursday. All right, let's talk about, Bill, coming to you. There's a whole constitutional question coming up about judges being able to mitigate these mortgages. What is going on with that?
Well, the right of the judge to mitigate, I guess, would be a function of, the laws of the U.S. in terms of bankruptcy and the like. I mean, bankruptcy law specifically on, and of course, then you'd have to go bankruptcy court. But to use the mediation program that we have in the state of Nevada, whether a judge can in fact impose his will on what the principal of the mortgage will be or what the interest rate will be. I think during the debate on that bill when it was passed, I don't think anybody actually contemplated that judges would be making wholesale changes in mortgages, except perhaps if a lender was not participating properly, and properly in quotes, the notion that somebody just blew it off and didn't bother might get them a sanction of, the $400,000 principal is now $200,000.
Well, you know, as this whole mortgage crisis escalates across the country, your thoughts on that? I mean, the banks went insane.
Well, I think...
Forgive me.
I think that, but there were a lot of federal rules and regulations that force banks to lend to people that never should have bought houses in the first place. And I'm always a little nervous, you know, these mortgages at the end of the day are contracts. They're legal contracts that people sign that says, I'm going to pay this amount for a property that the bank basically is giving them to live in, all right, and I'm going to pay this amount and pay it off. And for a judge or anybody else to come in and say, I know these people signed, but, you know, we need to, you know, I mean, these banks, I mean, they have to make money for their shareholders, they have to make money for their employees, and I know that's not popular to stick up for the banks, and Bill, you know, can more than ably do that, but I think it's a little much to go after the banks. I mean, they banks give people free
really?
Money. Banks give people free money to do stuff with.
Trey, I appreciate your support, but I also want to caution you that back during the boom years here in Nevada and elsewhere, much of that lending was non-bank. It was not FDIC-insured banks doing the lending. They had a whole different set of rules. They didn't have any regulation over them. And you had federal agencies that were encouraging the lending that was going on. And so then to stand back and say, well, as the survivors in all of this, you FDIC-insured banks, you know, you take the hit. The investors in those, you know, they're servicing these mortgages for those other investors. You know, you investor, you take the hit because somebody overreached. That's hard to take.
I agree with Bill. I come from a banking family, so it's the non-banks that got us started into this mess because of the lack of regulation and because they were giving loans to people who couldn't afford it. But the foreclosure problem multiplied because people who could afford it were just looking at their personal financial assets and going, oh, well, I'm really underwater. It's cheaper for me to walk away and leave that toxic stuff for the banks to deal with and everybody else to deal with than for me and my own accountability. So there's a lot of it that's going into this issue.
But when the member of the general public looks at what's happening with major corporations who get to discharge billions of dollars in bankruptcy, what are they to think?
Well, I mean, I understand that, but, you know, bankruptcy procedure, you know, bankruptcy is in the U.S. Constitution, you know, that allows corporations and people to declare bankruptcy. And I understand it's popular to go after the big guys and the big corporations, but these are people, again, these are companies that hire people and that provide services and goods to all of us. So, reasonable regulation, I don't think anybody is opposed to, but making it more difficult for the banks to do the job that they need to do to protect their shareholders isn't the right answer either.
Okay, we've got about a minute left here. Las Vegas Review-Journal reporting on the 19th, stimulating hypocrisy. Report finds lawmakers voted no for the stimulus funding, but still seek funding. John Ensign, who voted against the bill, endorsed efforts to get grants. Hypocritical?
Absolutely. But important for every state, not just ours, every state's suffering. Everybody's going to have their hand up.
So much of the argument in Washington over stimulus and all these other things, it's not should we have it, it's how should it be allocated, mm-hmm. how should it be paid for. You know, we all understand the need for, whether it's grants for fire protection in the, you know, grasslands or in Nevada or whatever, that we need to do those things. But it's a function of how do we spend, you know, how much money do we put in the pot, and then we'll figure out how we're going to spend it.
And that's where we have to leave it. Thank you all very much. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
And the next Face-to-Face, more of the issues that matter to you from people in the know. And then Tuesday, catch Face-to-Face at a special time, 7 p.m. following the gubernatorial debate. That's Tuesday on Face-to-Face.
Harry Reid versus you. Harry Reid, living large in the D.C. Ritz-Carlton. You, living in the state with the highest unemployment rate, worried about paying the mortgage. Harry Reid, making $1 million from a sweetheart land deal. You, just trying to make ends meet, wondering how you're going to take care of your family. Harry Reid, pushing loopholes in ethics laws for his own family. You, had enough?
I'm Sharon Angle, and I approve this message.
Harry Reid, champion of liberal special interests inside the Beltway, disconnected from Nevada and its residents. The Obama playbook to which Senator Reid hitched his fortunes has failed miserably. A vote for Harry Reid is a vote for the status quo in Washington. More of the same big spending, more of the same disdain for the job-creating private sector. Nevada just can't afford more of the same old Harry Reid.
Crossroads GPS is responsible for the content of this advertising.
Are you ready for this?
Check this out.
Now, there's a movie channel that has the movies you love and so much more.
It's really good.
This TV.
Come to daddy.
Big stars.
Snap out of it.
Big movies.
Tradition.
Big entertainment. On one channel. This TV. To find where This TV is in your area and what great movies are playing, log on to thistv.com.
The News 4 iPhone app. You can get up-to-the-minute headlines, check the weather, watch featured stories, or even pull newscasts. Just search KRNV in the App Store. Don't have an iPhone? Check out My News 4 Mobile.
As always, you can watch Nevada Newsmakers 24 hours a day at NevadaNewsmakers.com. You can also download the show as a podcast free of charge from iTunes. On our next broadcast, State Senator Bill Raggio will be here, the minority leader. And don't forget about the debates coming up the latter part of the week.